I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, April 22. Coming up, Jamaica signs Paris Agreement on climate change. Government pledges $2.5 million to Special Olympics Jamaica, and St. James Police implement student curfew. The news in detail after this message.
JCDC and the Tourism Enhancement Fund present Jamaica Made, the main audience day's experience of the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition, Jamaica Conference Center. April 24, exhibition launch. April 29, schools arts day out. May 8, award ceremony. Enjoy the exhibition free, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces. Participate in the public mural and make it and share it project and much more. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.
Now the news. Jamaica on Friday signed the Paris Agreement on climate change, signaling its commitment to combat climate change and its wide-ranging effects. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith was among representatives from over 150 countries to ink the agreement at a special event convened by United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon at UN headquarters in New York. The signing ceremony coincided with the celebration of Earth Day. The day is earmarked annually for global recognition of the need for protection of the environment. Minister Johnson-Smith says the agreement is especially important to small island developing states like Jamaica, which are particularly vulnerable to the impact of climate change, including sea level rise and coastal erosion. She adds that taking steps to address climate change at the national level and supporting ambitious action at the global level is central to Jamaica's ongoing efforts to the achievement of sustainable development. By signing the agreement, Jamaica gains access to technology transfer and financial, technical, and capacity-building support for adaptation and mitigation activities to address the impact of climate change. Minister of Energy, Science and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says government will be pursuing several pieces of legislation aimed at transforming Jamaica into a digital society. These include legislation to facilitate the development of the information and communications technology ICT sector, protection of data for increased online transactions, and more emphasis on cybersecurity.
So these areas are key to maximizing the use of information and knowledge as a catalyst for growth and economic development. Now, as we strive for accelerated broad-based employment, we recognize that Jamaica is well-placed to attract ICT firms and specialists.
Dr. Wheatley adds that the aim is to position Jamaica as the leading producer of technology in the Caribbean. He also acknowledges the importance of technology to government services and procedures in order to improve governance structures. The Sports Development Foundation has pledged $2.5 million to Special Olympics Jamaica to support the preparation of athletes for upcoming international competitions. Sports Minister Olivia Grange says the donation is indicative of government's ongoing commitment to empowering members of vulnerable groups to achieve their goals and aspirations.
Some of the accomplishments achieved by these special athletes are simply amazing and indicative that they are no less than any one of us. The irony in all of this, though, is that sport is once again proving to be the premier vehicle through which lives are being transformed in every possible way we can imagine.
Ms. Grange was speaking at the launch of the Law Enforcement 5K Walk Run at the Police Commissioner's Office earlier this week. During the event, it was also announced that members of the various state law enforcement groups had raised over $1 million in support of Special Olympics Jamaica going into this year's event. The Law Enforcement Torch Run is the premier annual fundraising and public awareness event in support of Special Olympics Jamaica. This year's event will be held on Saturday, May 14, beginning and culminating at the Police Officers Club, 34 Hope Road, St. Andrew. And the St. James Police Division has implemented a 9 p.m. curfew for all students under 17 years old in the parish to prevent them from being influenced by criminal elements. Head of the St. James Police, Senior Superintendent Steve McGregor, says the only exception to the curfew is if the child is in the company of a parent and not a guardian.
We are finding that these young people are being lured into unlawful and illegal activity. We want the parents to play a part in it also, because we police alone cannot do it.
Mr. McGregor says the police are concerned that criminals have been preying on the vulnerability of many young children, luring them into illegal activities and turning their minds against wanting to go to school. He's urging all communities across the division to support the initiative. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.